Time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Denise Coder, and she's a volunteer for the American Cancer Society. Denise, good morning.
Hi, LaVon.
It's been a while since you've been here at KJN.
I know.
KJN,
that's okay.
It's good to see you. Yes. But what we want to talk about today, of course, is Relay for Life. A little bit about maybe we need to give some details on Relay for Life. But let's start out with your specific job this year is related to the luminaries.
It's a new one for me. I've done the team recruitment role for, gosh, I think it's 14 or 15 years, and I'm still involved with that a little bit, but I am helping out with the luminaries this year, yes. And to me, they're a very special part of Relay, and it's one that we prepare for quite a bit in advance, and that night it's a ceremony that we use to honor our survivors as well as those that have lost their fight with mm-hmm. cancer.
And it's always awesome. I guess, you know, we overuse that word sometimes, but I think this one deserves the word awesome when you see all the luminaries lit.
It's moving.
Yes.
And, it can be a little sad, but at the same time, when you have the survivors on those bags as well, it's also very uplifting as you walk by them to read the names, of course, of those we've lost, but to read all of the names of the people that are still surviving their journey with cancer. So it's a little bit of both.
And saying about surviving, it always amazes me when they read off how many years. I mean, some people will have survived for many, many years. I think it gives hope to everyone, whether they currently have cancer, they've been diagnosed with cancer, or they just know someone. You know, I think seeing those people who have been survivors for a long time and those who are fighting, all of it, I think can give motivation and hope to everybody.
I would agree, and you make a good statement there about how far we've come, yes. Because we know we've certainly lost loved ones, but the numbers of survivors and their length of survivorship really speaks to the strides that we've been able to make with the American Cancer Society, with their financial support and help, as well as others. I mean, they're not the only ones that support research, but lots of research has been done. It's not that we've completely eradicated cancer. We have a long way to go, but there are so many cancers now, you know, when you receive that diagnosis, that it's not necessarily a death sentence. And there are several that are almost entirely preventable mm-hmm. when detected early enough. Actually not prevented at that point, but if you know what I mean, it's almost a preventable type situation anymore, and that's really all due to, you know, the work of the people that have strived so hard to mm-hmm. do that. So
okay. So luminaries is one way to support this whole Relay for Life, to support the research and some other things that we're going to talk about. So what do we do if I'm thinking everybody knows what a luminary mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. What do we do if we want to purchase a luminary?
Well, let's talk about what it is, first
okay.
of all. It's a paper bag, a white paper bag that we put a block in, essentially, so it doesn't blow away, number one. We used to attempt to use candles. We don't use candles anymore to light them because a lot of times it is windy, mm-hmm. and we don't want the entire ceremony to be canceled because of the wind. So we use glow sticks now. So when it gets dusk, the luminaries are lined around the track, and we light the glow sticks within the luminaries, and then we have a ceremony where we read off the names of the people that are written on the bags and play music, and all of the lights of the track are turned off at that point. And so all you have is the light of the luminaries that you're walking with. And it's just, like I said, a meaningful ceremony. So that's what a luminary is, and that's what we do with the luminaries.
I'm going to interrupt a minute because you know what? I didn't say this. We're talking about the Cass County Relay for Life, which
yes.
is June 21st, because they are going on, you know, in many counties. Audubon's is this weekend. I think Shelby County had theirs. They're going on all over. So we're talking today about mm-hmm. Cass County, which is June 21st.
Very good. And most relays, I believe all relays, have luminary ceremonies,
okay.
weather permitting. So what you're learning today, if you're learning something, could be applicable to nearly any relay. But, and in Cass County, we offer people the opportunity to obtain their luminaries in advance. We certainly have the capacity to write the name on, you know, in memory of or in honor of, and we can do all that for you. But this year, we are allowing people to do something a little different if they want with their bags. In the past, a lot of times people have taken them home. They're very meaningful. So after luminary ceremony, they'll take them home. But we thought this year if people could decorate their bags in a way that was even more meaningful to them, that would be very special too. So we're offering you the opportunity to do that, and you can obtain your bag in advance if you want to spend some significant time on it. Sometimes people put photos on them or special objects that have meaning or stickers, just anything. So if you want to get a bag in advance, you can do that. Or that night we'll have markers, you know, available of different types of colors, and so you can use your marker to decorate your bag that night. And if you don't want to, that's fine too. We've got a label that we can put on that says in memory of or in honor of, and we'll just write the name that you tell us to write on there. So it's very simple. So that's one change this year, the decoration of the bags. And again, like I said, a lot of people take them home. So once the luminary ceremony done, and we really do ask you to wait until it's done, because it's otherwise it's not quite so meaningful if everybody has their bags gone, you're welcome to go, and please leave the wooden block that's in there, but you can take the bag and the glow stick home with you if you like. The other change this year is that in the past we've asked for a $5 donation for the luminary. This year we're not asking for a specific amount. We really don't want funding or the amount of money that you're able to contribute to be a barrier in obtaining a luminary in memory of or in honor of someone. And so we welcome any donation.
We're visiting with Denise Coder about the Cass County Relay for Life and the luminaries. Now, if we want to get one ahead of time and do mm-hmm. some work, and I think this would be a great project for children in a family or mm-hmm. just a whole family together mm-hmm. doing this and maybe talking about some memories, again, whether it's a survivor or someone who's passed on, you know, a lot of fun talking about some memories. Mm-hmm. And so if we want them ahead of time, what do we do?
Just give me a call. And I work out at the hospital, and my office is pretty easy to access. I'd be happy to, if you'd want to pick one up from me, that'd be great. You could reach me at 712-243-7480 at the hospital. If you forget that number, just call the hospital and ask for Denise Coder. I'll instruct you how to get to me, and it's really not very difficult at all. So we can get a bag to you in advance. And again, there'll be bags there that night. We'll start selling luminaries that night around 6 o'clock or so. We do try to have that sale wrapped up sometime around 7 or 7:30 just because we need to start getting them out and getting prepared for the ceremony. So it'd be difficult for you to come out at 9 p.m. and obtain a luminary, let's put it that way.
And I assume this is somewhere near the entrance.
It is. It's right as you're coming in, entering the track there on the north side. We have the luminary sales just right at that entrance location there along the sidewalk, so it's pretty easy to access okay. as well.
Now, Denise, I know I have said, and I think most people just assume, that all of this money is going toward research. And much of it does, but there are some other things the American Cancer Society provides that perhaps this money helps to fund also.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned research, and one thing I want to just point out is that we have had and do have research funded in Iowa, so some of that money does stay local in Iowa for research. Of course, not Atlantic, because we don't do cancer research in Atlantic, but we also offer support for cancer survivors, so we have the Navigator, the American Cancer Society Navigator, that can help people navigate their journey with cancer, finding clinical trials or lodging. We were talking earlier about lodging, if someone needs lodging, and oftentimes we can get that at a very reduced or free rate. So removing those barriers to obtaining treatment and surviving cancer is what we do with support.
And how do we contact Navigator? How do we use that?
Well, you know what? I don't have the 800 number with me, but you could go to www.cancer.org. It would be you could reach the Navigator on their website. So that's one. And there is an 800 number that I'm sorry I don't have with me.
That's okay. And
so
I'm
just
sure other folks, I'm thinking Carol Schuler has that number.
Absolutely. Call me and I can access it for you if you need that.
There are lots of people who could get that number for you. But phone number or, as you say,
website
mm-hmm. would be a way to get to that. Mm-hmm. And sounds like could be very useful information.
Absolutely. And then education. Do a lot of education, trying to get people to do what they need to do to prevent cancer. And finally, advocacy is another thing that we use some of the money for.
Okay. So there are many people locally in every county who put together Relay for Life. And I know that we have talked to some. We're going to talk to others. But how is it kind of divided up? You have a group, a Cancer Society group that meets to do all this planning, and then how is it divided
we
up?
We do. We have Cass County has an active American Cancer Society board, first of all, and then the board kind of has subcommittees, let's put it that way, for the things that we do, and Relay is basically one of those subcommittees, and we pull in additional community volunteers for that. So there's a group of a committee, organizing committee that manages all the planning. We start shortly after Christmas every year, but I can tell you our teams are doing things year-round when it comes to raising money and creating awareness in their own either work sites or families or whatever. And I think that's the one of the best things about Relay is that we have people who are conscious of the need to fight cancer all year round because of Relay. And I love the event, but I really like what it's done as far as awareness and creating a sense of community around cancer and support.
And that seemed to be, initially that was, you just had your team, you walked around the track, but that's really grown over the years.
It's evolved, you're right. And to see the different kinds of people that get involved, mm-hmm. because truly, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who has not been touched by cancer, either personally themselves with cancer or a very, very close loved mm-hmm. one. So, mm-hmm.
And since I have the opportunity, we're talking about teams and fundraising, I'm just going to throw in this one that I know about. There are lots of events going on, as you say, year-round. Mm-hmm. But I do want to mention David Williams' hosta sale. That's this Saturday, 9 to 12, on the corner of Sunnyside and Sunnyside Lane and 6th Street. So if you like hostas, you want to go by and see David's hostas because they're wonderful. So, but however, plan to participate.
It's Friday. Yep, June 21st. The event starts at 6 with the Survivor's Lap. That's our kickoff. And then we have entertainment all night and food and activities. And then, of course, the luminary ceremony is somewhat of a concluding event. And we really don't have an end time. We're there as long as people want to be there.
Okay. And if you can't be there, you can still purchase a luminary. You can still donate.
Absolutely.
You can help a team, whatever. But if you can be there, it's a great event to just come and socialize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Denise Coder, for visiting with us. And she is, of course, one of the volunteers for the American Cancer Society. Until next time, here's a thought. From the seeds of our mistakes grow the fruits of wisdom and good judgment.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Join us again tomorrow at this time for Backyard and Beyond.